WJFF's Fall Fun Drive starts October 21st. If you received a letter from WJFF asking for support, please return it with a donation today. Are you able to make a contribution of $200 or more? Then consider challenging other listeners to match your donation during the pledge drive. Every little bit helps the pledge drive end that much sooner. And together, maybe we can end it before it even begins.
Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from listener donations. It's 3 o'clock, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. Forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, but it's going to be up in the mid-60s this afternoon. A chance of rain at 70%. Clouds hanging around through this evening with showers likely. Chance of rain tonight is at 60%. Tomorrow is a partly sunny day with highs in the upper 50s. And tomorrow night is clear, going down to the mid-30s tomorrow night. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. Visit them online at westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to leave the past behind. We're going to focus on the now. We're going to be listening to Van Morrison's new album.
time. Let it rhyme.
All right, Van Morrison has just released a new album. Came out on September 30th, 2016. And it's called Keep Me Singing. Oh man, Van the man. What a career. What an amazing singer. And he was born in Belfast, Ireland on August the 31st in 1945. And he has a very unusual and unique singing style. It's often referred to as Celtic soul because he's got a tenor voice. And even as he's aged, his voice remains fresh and is recognizable in his 71st year. He's 71 years old, as it was when he did his first recordings back in the 60s and 70s. And what an interesting, he's always done things his own way. His most previous album to this was called Born to Sing, No Plan B. And that kind of sums it up about Van. He's always been his own man. He started out in this rock and roll band called Them over in England, and they released this song called Gloria. And they had this really big pop hit with it, and then the band broke up. And when he moved to the United States, he was living in Boston. He had a really hard time getting any gigs or anything. He really struggled for a while till he released Astral Weeks. And so his most recent album is called Keep Me Singing. It's his 36th studio album. That's a lifetime of creativity from this man. So we're going to listen to a couple more tracks from his new album. And it's kind of interesting to follow the arc. When I first heard Van Morrison, I didn't realize that he was actually writing the songs that he's singing. He's a songwriter. He's an amazing guitarist. He plays the saxophone. He plays the piano. So he's a really well-rounded musician. And on the Born to Sing, No Plan B, it was a very much of a jazz-oriented album, and also very socially topic. But this album called Keep Me Singing kind of leans a lot more towards his rock and roll roots, and it's not as much of a commentary about the world and money and politics as it is an album with love songs on it. So let's listen to another track from Van Morrison's new Keep Me Singing. First, we'll hear Out in the Cold Again. Oh, yeah. And then another song called Going Down to Bangor. This is Van Morrison's new album.
I was Mr. Nice Guy too long, and I found out that was wrong, and I played the losing role. I was standing at your door out in the cold again. Out in the cold again. I didn't know just what was going on. back for so long. People that couldn't tell right from wrong. And I'm standing here all alone, out in the cold again. Out in the cold again. Traveled up and down, all around the world just to get to nowhere. In the final round, I found how many people really did care. And every time I try talking to you, you don't hear what I'm going through. In this dog-eat-dog world I'm in, it's a cry and shame, and it's a sin to be out in the cold again. Be out in the cold again.
Cold black night, trying
Trying not to get too uptight. Trying not to show the strain. Giving to hide my frame. In between.
Love.
raggedy.
And that song is called Going Down to Bangor. Yeah, you know, what a bluesy sort of feel that has. I really like it. Van Morrison's newest album called Keep Me Singing, released on September 30th, 2016. So the album right before this, I love the title of it, was Born to Sing, No Plan B. I really like that. You know, Van Morrison is actually out in concert supporting this new album called Keep Me Singing. And tomorrow, if you happen to be in Queens, he's singing a concert at Forest Hill Stadium. That's tomorrow, October 9th. So I wanted to play another song. You know, with the song we just heard, Going Down to Bangor, a real bluesy feel. And on the in the previous album, Born to Sing, No Plan B, there's a track called Going Down to Monte Carlo. And it kind of has that same groove, like, oh yeah, we're out, we're going out, we're having fun. But it's not as bluesy sounding as what we just heard. It's got a lot more of a continental European jazz feel to it. At least that's what I'm hearing. So let's hear one more Van Morrison track. And this is Going Down to Monte Carlo from Born to Sing, No Plan B.
Pseudo jazz, playing in the background of the restaurant, some kind of phony pseudo jazz. I don't care, I'm trying to get away from people that are trying to drive me mad. After everything I worked for, they're gonna throw everything away. After everything I worked so hard for, I'm not gonna give it all away. I just need to take a rain check. I can't live to find another day. Going down to Monte Carlo, 25K from the east. Going down, going down to Monte Carlo, still about 25K from the east. Gotta get my head shot. Have to find some release. Oh,
Van Morrison. That song was called Going Down to Monte Carlo. Boy, wouldn't that be a fun trip to take with Van someday. So we've been listening to Van Morrison's newest album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we are leaving the past behind a little bit, and we're listening to some of the latest releases from some of my favorite singer-songwriters. And, you know, when you think of the definition of a singer-songwriter and you say that phrase to people, they're going to have somebody enter their mind. You say the word singer-songwriter and you're going to think Bob Dylan. Or maybe you're going to think, you know, James Taylor or Paul Simon. But there's some people out there, and you say the phrase singer-songwriter, and they're instantly going to think of Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, master musician. Leonard was born on September the 21st in 1934. And he's releasing a new album. It hasn't actually been officially released yet, but I do have one song. The title track from Leonard Cohen's new album is called You Want It Darker? Oh, man. So Leonard is 82 years old. So that gives the rest of us no excuse. You know, it's not over till it's over. And, you know, some of his best work. So we're going to listen to Leonard Cohen's latest release called You Want It Darker. And then we're going to hear a really interesting recording, one of my favorite recordings that Leonard has done, but he's actually not singing on it. He is reciting the poetry of Joni Mitchell, a song called The Jungle Line. And the song has actually been released on a Herbie Hancock album. In 2007, Herbie Hancock did an album called The Joni Letters. He got the Grammy of the Year award for that album. And Leonard Cohen participates on that album. So we're going to hear two tracks from Leonard. You Want It Darker. Here we go.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? I'm ready, my lord. Thank you. holy name, vilified, crucified in the human frame, a million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker, we kill the flame. If you are the dealer, let me out of the game. If you are the healer, I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker. Rousseau walks on trumpet paths, safaris to the heart of all that jazz. Through eye bars and girders, through wires and pipes, the mathematic circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eye and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above the five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle lion. The jungle lion, screaming in a ritual of sound and time. Floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women, funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats. Charging, chanting down the jungle line. Thank you. soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet. It slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
Herbie Hancock. Did you hear him play that piano? Oh my goodness. And Leonard Cohen doing a spoken word rendition of a Joni Mitchell song called The Jungle Line. That's from Herbie Hancock's The Joni Letters, released in 2007. And right before that, we heard the title track of Leonard Cohen's newest album being released on October the 21st, 2016. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're focusing on the now. We're listening to the newest, most recent recordings. We heard Van Morrison's new album at the top of the program. We've just heard some Leonard Cohen, and now we're going to hear Graham Nash. Graham Nash released an album in April of 2016 called This Path Tonight. Graham Nash's birthday is February the 2nd in 1942, and you probably recognize him as the Nash in Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's listen to two tracks from This Path Tonight. We'll start out with a song called Beneath the Waves, Graham Nash.
Same boat with danger from falling sails, trying to keep ourselves afloat by laughing at the howling gales. Standing in the same shoes, frightened by the same. Master
Stumbling to
Graham Nash. That's the title track from his most recent recording, This Path Tonight. Graham Nash, one of my favorite singer-songwriters. So we've heard quite a bit of new music today from Van Morrison and Leonard Cohen and Graham Nash. It's always a pleasure to hear some of the incredible music coming out from some of my favorite performers and hopefully some of yours. I've got a special edition of Now and Then coming up next weekend. I'm going to be having some guests here in the studio. We'll be doing a live broadcast featuring Ramona Jan and Andre Turan. They call themselves Jan Turan, and they've just released a new CD, an LP, and a book release that's coming out on October the 22nd. And they'll be here with me next Saturday for a preview of their new CD. It's called Legendary. So I'm looking forward to having them here live in the studio and hearing some of the songs from their new Legendary CD recording. So stay tuned. All right. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening.
For Now and Then comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Arnoldsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and in Calicoon, New York, dinner cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. Cloudy on the shores of Lake Jefferson. You're listening to W233AH Monticello, WJFF Jeffersonville, your community radio station. Coming up, it's time for the Janice Adams program.
Trying to make it real compared to what trying to make it real in this political season, but compared to what? This week on the Janice Adams Show, a conversation on race with a difference, and we're taking your calls. Join us Saturday afternoon at 4. We'll be waiting for your call at 845-482-4141. That's the Janice Adams Show, Saturday at 4 on WJFF.
And that is coming right up at 4 o'clock, Janice Adams Show, live from our studios here in Jeffersonville. Don't forget, we'll be airing the presidential debate, the second presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That's happening tomorrow night. WJFF's coverage starts at 8 o'clock. We have the live national call-in with the Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC. And then we switch over to NPR for their live presentation of the debate starting at 9 o'clock. And then following their coverage at 11, we'll hear an additional half-hour coverage from the Democracy Now! Crew. It's all happening tomorrow night. It's all starting at 8 o'clock. And remember, the next presidential debate is tomorrow night. Our coverage is at 8 o'clock, and you can follow the live transcript and fact-checking of the debate at WJFFradio.org. You are listening to WJFF, your community radio station. Support for the Janice Adams program comes from you and from Milkweed, Unexpected Wonders for the Inspired Home and the Curious Kid, Mon Alley, 1019 Main Street, Honesdale. Cloudy and 65 on the shores of Lake Jefferson, still a chance of showers in the evening, otherwise it'll be mostly cloudy, overnight low in the upper 40s. Stay tuned.